President Trump's rally in Mesa, Arizona today is the latest stop as he makes the rounds now less than 3 weeks before the midterm elections. He was in Missoula, Montana yesterday, and last weekend he was in Richmond, Kentucky, stumping for a Republican who has found himself in an unexpectedly tight race. Representative Andy Barr of Kentucky's 6th Congressional District is facing a challenge from a military veteran, Democrat Amy McGrath, and Democrats have high hopes for that seat. Ryland Barton is a State House reporter for Kentucky Public Radio, and he joins us for this week's District Profile. Ryland, this district is in the northeast part of the state. It includes Lexington, and President Trump won it by 15 points in 2016. What else can you tell us about it?
Sure. So it extends from Kentucky's second largest city, Lexington, over to the foothills of Appalachia, includes kind of a mix of urban and rural areas. It's kind of gone back and forth between sending Republicans and Democrats to Congress over, say, the last 30 years. Andy Barr, the current congressman, was first elected in 2012. He replaced a Democrat who had been there for a couple terms.
All right. Let's listen to Andy Barr. Here's a recent ad.
To grow our economy and create more opportunities, I voted for middle-class tax cuts. The average family in Kentucky will get over $2,000 more in their yearly paycheck, and that's money you can use to save, invest, or spend on whatever you need.
So Congressman Barr is touting his record with tax cuts. What else has he done over the years? What do voters know him for?
Beyond the tax cuts bill, which has been kind of the main conversation driver of this election season for him, it's also been he really pushed for rolling back the Dodd-Frank consumer protections. So he was part of that bill, which passed out of Congress earlier this year. He was saying that it was something that really affected local banks and that kept them from basically being able to get lines of credit and affected folks, like especially rural farmers and folks in rural parts of the state.
And this is rolling back the regulations that were put in place, Dodd-Frank, after the financial crisis, right?
Exactly. Barr is he's really supportive of the president. That was kind of the question, is whether or not he would, in this purple district, run away from the president, because there's been a whole lot of anger over the last couple years, especially over Republicans' attempts to repeal and replace Obamacare. And he's had some really loud and angry town hall meetings where people showed up. Kentucky's one state that really embraced the Affordable Care Act. Over 500,000 people got health coverage, both through the expansion of Medicaid and through getting insurance through the Obamacare exchanges. And he's really held his ground on that. He says he still wants to repeal more elements of the Affordable Care Act, and he stands by his vote last year in favor of the attempts to repeal it.
Now, that's an issue, actually, that his opponent, Amy McGrath, is trying to use against him. She's a retired Marine fighter pilot, and here's a recent ad from her campaign that shows her going through a day trying to wrangle her three young kids, get them to the doctor.
I flew 89 combat missions as a U.S. Marine, and my 90th mission is running for Congress to take on politicians who put party over country. But some days, this is my toughest mission. I think healthcare is a fundamental right that should be guaranteed.
What else can you tell us about Amy McGrath?
So, retired Marine fighter pilot. She's the first woman to fly an F-18 into combat. And she's really seen as Democrats' hope to kind of flip one Republican-controlled district in the country in their favor. She's prided herself on really trying to get out into rural parts of the district. Kind of the assumption is that a Democrat's going to do well in Lexington, the urban center of this district. But historically has not done so well out in rural areas. And so she's really been trying to push her campaign out into the rural parts. It's most evident last week she brought former Vice President Joe Biden out to a rally in Owingsville. It's a town of about 1,500 people. And, a whole bunch of people from there and all around the district came to see the vice president.
Now, the thing about Amy McGrath is she's raising a lot more money than Andy Barr. She's raised about $6.5 million since the campaign started. Barr's at about $4.5 million. How much of a factor will that be? And is a lot of outside money starting to trickle into this race?
There's certainly a lot of outside money. There's a lot of nationwide interest in this race. I mean, at this point, they're kind of neck, or at least in terms of the amount of money that they have on hand, they're pretty much neck and neck. And so at this point forward, we're just going to kind of expect to see a lot more television ads. And it's really like a voter turnout game at this point. How well are they going to be able to get their people to come out to the polls when it really matters on November 6th?
And what do the polls say? We're just a couple weeks away now from Election Day.
there seems to be a new poll every week or two, and they kind of – they're all pretty much toss-ups. It goes back and forth a little bit. There's no way to really say that one person has an edge. If either one does, they have a very slight edge. Mm. And really it's something that could change just depending on who ends up showing up on Election Day.
So Kentucky's 6th congressional district will be one of those key places people are watching to see if Democrats can take a seat from Republicans and flip the House in the Democrats' favor. That's Rylan Barton, State House reporter for Kentucky Public Radio. Thank you.
Thanks, Peter.